Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's up? It's Metal Shop hanging out here at home recording since, you know, everything's kind of up in the air right now. We're doing the stay home thing. I'm on the phone right now with Andreas Nilsson from Naglfar, a band from Sweden. They just put out their newest record, and it's called Cerecloth. It's available now on Century Media. I guess, first off, man, what time is it over there?
It's 9:30 in the evening.
Okay, did you have your dinner yet?
Yeah, sure. It's like 3 hours ago.
How are you doing, man? How are you staying safe? And I guess, how are you staying sane?
Well, I mean, in Sweden, we didn't go into complete lockdown.
Okay.
So we're our government is asking the people to use, you know, social distancing, washing our hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're not stuck to our homes.
Okay.
Unless we're sick. And for me personally, I like to stay at home anyways and avoid people. So for me, it hasn't been that much of a difference in my day-to-day life.
Sure. Okay. Well, so things did, like, shops and businesses, did they get closed, or did they all just stay open and try to, you know, maintain more social distance? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, everything has been open. They have put out rules, you know, so you can only gather for 50 people maximum.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you can't order beer at the bar anymore. You have to, for instance, you have to get table service and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And just stuff like that that's been happening over here. So there's no curfews or anything like that.
But right now, I would imagine, you know, after 8 years, you guys released Cerecloth. I would imagine in a normal timeline, this would probably be a tour time for you guys, maybe gearing up for some festivals. But not right now. It's a hell of a time to release an album, right? In the middle of a global pandemic.
Yeah, well, we felt that it was normal. We have waited for 8 years, and we are not a band that tour that much anyway. Mm-hmm. So for us, this is not something we do for a living.
Okay.
So for us, we haven't been affected as hard as many other bands have.
Yeah.
I mean, we have had to postpone shows for this summer. We were supposed to play festivals and some shows, but I mean, there are people out there has had it way worse.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. You mentioned that this isn't something you guys do for a living. What's your day-to-day job? Like, what is your career, or if you don't mind me asking?
Well, that's also a thing. I quit my job before the pandemic broke out, just to actually be able to finish writing an album with another band I'm playing in, and you know, just to be a stay-at-home dad for a while, just for a couple of months. And now that this looks like, because I was supposed to go to school this fall, but I'm not sure how I'm gonna do now. I might wait with the school for now. But before that, I was working at the Swedish wine monopoly, you know, telling people what wines and beer to drink for their food.
Are you pretty knowledgeable about that kind of stuff, about wine and beer?
I know some.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So you wanted to be being a stay at home dad for a while and help out with that. And how old is your child, and have they been turned on to metal yet?
Well, actually, my oldest child is 21, but I have two younger ones now. That is two daughters. That is one turned 6 actually yesterday, 6 and 7. And awesome. Not that much into metal, unfortunately.
They just think it's dad's crazy band, right?
Yeah, I mean, they like some stuff. I mean, but right now it's a lot of Katy Perry and stuff like that is very popular.
Fair enough.
So I'll just stay in the background and bide my time, you know, hoping if I'm not pushing anything, they'll come around.
Exactly. You know, if your dad's in like a black metal band, I think the biggest way to rebel would be into like Katy Perry. So that's normal rebellion would be getting the metal. But when you're a metal dad, rebellion is the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Sarah Cloth album is available now. It's your first album in 8 years. What led to like the long wait for Naglfar fans for this album?
Well, it was a couple of different things. I mean, first and foremost, it's how we used to our procedure when writing music.
Mm-hmm.
Up until Teras, the album we released in 2012, we always used to meet up at Marcus' place and sit and write in his studio. And when we felt we had something, then we just recorded it and worked our way through the album that way.
Yeah.
But after Terrace, we realized it was getting harder and harder to schedule those meetings due to, you know, people were having day jobs and families. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as easy as before to find the time to do it. And offers kept coming for festivals and smaller tours and gigs. Mm-hmm. And club shows. So we felt that we wanted to focus on the limited time we had to meet, we focused on rehearsing for shows instead of writing.
Okay.
So, and then time went by. You know, we didn't mean for it to be 8 years, but it happened.
Hey, man, life, you know, it kind of just comes at you fast, but it's not like you guys weren't busy, it sounds like. So, you know, it's not how long from the beginning of working on it to the formation and the release of the album did it take to actually to get the Sarah Cloth done?
I would say we started writing in 2014.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but we also had pretty long breaks in between. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't up until 2 years ago, I think it was, when Century Media reached out and said that if we had something, they would be interested in continue to work together.
Yeah.
And when we heard that, we felt that that gave us a push to start focusing. So I would say the last 2 years has been the process of finishing writing and finishing the album. Even though it started in 2014, it was rough, just a couple of sketches, you know.
Yeah. Right on, man. Well, I'm always curious about that, but I'm also kind of wondering, since you've been with Naglfar since 1993, been playing metal for a long time, what keeps you interested and personally like motivated to keep writing metal music after all this time? What keeps you like stoked on it?
Well, I mean, this is something I have to do. I can't really choose not to. It feels like it's almost like compulsory. If I won't be writing, if I wasn't in Naglfar, I would have been creating music in something else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not about motivation. It's about something it's just I have to do it.
Fair enough.
I don't see any way to live, you know, other than doing this, so.
It's who you are.
It's who I am.
Well, let's go back to like your formative years, man. And what was like the first metal album that you purchased that like blew your mind and kind of gave you that like, okay, this is metal? Do you remember?
My first metal experience, I remember I saw a friend's older brother showed me a video of Livewire with Motley Crue.
Nice.
And that was, you know, it blew me away and I thought that was awesome. So I got into to you know, listening to the older brother's music in his room. But the first album I got, I actually didn't buy my first album. It was actually my father who got me the cassette for, I think it was Stay Hungry with Twisted Sister.
Oh, yeah.
And the first album I actually bought on my own was Killers with Iron Maiden.
Okay, nice, dude. Classics. So,
yeah, and it all went downhill from there.
What was like your first experience with like black metal and like underground extreme metal? Do you remember like what kind of brought you into that?
I mean, it was like a gradually evolving into always looking for something more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from listening to heavy metal, I discovered, you know, trash metal.
Mm-hmm.
So bands like Holy Moses, Creator, Metallica, Slayer. And then after a while with that, I wanted it to go even faster. And I lived in a small town, and I mean, the knowledge was limited, you know, about what was out there. So, I mean, I had this old record player, which you could push it up from 33 RPM to 45 and up to 78, I think.
Oh, nice.
So I started playing my Metallic albums with 78.
Nice.
Just to make it faster, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted it faster. And then I think my first introduction to death metal was a friend I met that played me Altars of Madness.
Uh-oh.
With Morbid. And that was it. That was my way into the extreme music. So I started to listen to bands like Deicide and such. And also discovered doom metal. And I think my first black metal experience, except for, I mean, I had heard Venom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Welcome to Hell. But I never got into it when it came out. It wasn't really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was when I heard A Blaze in the Northern Sky with Darkthrone.
Mm.
And I had been listening to Darkthrone on their Soulside Journey album, which is more death metal.
Totally.
So it was kind of a shock when I bought the album, thinking I would get another Soulside Journey. And I did not.
It's way more raw and stripped down, and you're like, wait, what?
I mean, it was awesome. So that's where my path into black metal began.
So there's a lot of protests in the United States right now about Black Lives Matter and about unity and anti-racism. How do you see that from Sweden, obviously? What's it look like on the news, and do you support the anti-racist message?
Well, I mean, we see it in the news here, of course, and there's also been demonstrations, here, protests as well. Personally, I don't get too involved in politics. I've never understood the concept of hating someone because of their color of their skin or, you know, where they're from. I mean, I think you should base it upon person to person, you know. Judge a person on who he is and not by how he looks like.
Absolutely.
I just
curious because I'm, you know, in my city right now, there's tons of protests. It's actually a beautiful thing. But, you know, obviously media can skew it certain different ways. I was just curious what it looked like from the outside. But, you know, so.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a dangerous thing these days. You have to be able to look up the sources, you know, be able to make your own decisions. I think people have a hard time doing that, filtering out and actually realizing that some media will portray it one way and some media will portray it another way. And I guess you might even have it even more so in the United States. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's important to, you know, check a lot of sources and then try to you know, try to find the truth in between everything.
That's true, man. That's absolutely true, man. Well, I mean, I guess kind of on a lighter note, so you guys are obviously a Swedish metal band, and we all know the big four of thrash, of American thrash, right? So we got, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax. If I had to sit you down and make you decide, what is the big four of Swedish metal?
Oh, that's difficult. Big four Swedish. I should just be able to tell you, but let's see here.
Take your time.
I think I will have to think about this. For me personally, the big four Swedish bands would be Candlemass.
Okay, nice.
Bathory, of course. This was difficult. Let's see here. Candlemass, Bathory, and what else is there?
You want me to name a bunch?
No, I'm just tired right now.
Fair enough.
There's tons of good bands.
Absolutely.
Bathory, Candlemass, I would say, and early At the Gates, and let's go with Unanimated.
Oh, okay, nice, dude. Throwing in a curveball there.
Yeah, why not?
I could have swore Entombed or something like that, but okay, right?
I mean, those are the obvious. I guess they were the giants, and I really enjoyed them. But
for you personally,
But I mean, for me, it was. I mean, there was. They were more important for me, you know, like Candlemass, Bathory.
Yeah,
and early At the Gates, I would say definitely was mind blowing when I heard that.
And Naglfar coming in a close fifth, right? right on, man. Well, okay, so just one last question for you, bro. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Why? No. A scar on my body. I have several, let's say. I have a couple. I've been... I have one on my hand from being a kid. I was out in the forest and shooting my BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you had to open it up and remove the... And to put in the bullet manually. And then I closed it up. Oh, just, you know, the soft flesh between the thumb and is it called the index finger?
Yeah.
You know, the flesh over there, I just closed it up and chopped off a huge chunk from there.
Ugh.
Pretty fucking painful. Sorry, maybe shouldn't curse. I don't know.
It's all good, dude.
It was very painful, I would say. So that's one. And I also had the mother of my first child. Mm-hmm. She stabbed me.
What?
So, she cut me when she was upset. When she had a very bad morning.
I
would say. Yeah. So I have an everlasting memory from her. So there's those.
All
some
right.
Minor knife cuts here and there from being just a clumsy idiot.
Damn. All right. Wasn't expecting that one. Andreas from Naglfar, their new album is called Sercloth. It's available now on Century Media. Pick it up, stream it, you know, support the band, support metal. Any final words, you know, for anyone that's out there, want to check out the album?
Please check out the album, and thank you for having us on the show, man.
Absolutely, bro. Have a good one, and hope all goes well in Sweden, and it sounds like you guys are on your path to, you know, a semi-regular life, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.